This is your classical break, your daily dose of classical music. I'm Tyler Alderson, and today we're going to be listening to Beethoven's 8th Violin Sonata. Now, this duo of piano and violin reflects Beethoven's own career as a musical performer. He had gotten a job as a teenager in the court of a nobleman in his hometown of Bonn, Germany, playing violin in the court orchestra. And then later, when he moved to Vienna, he established himself as a piano virtuoso before he made his name as a composer. So these are two instruments that he knew intimately, and this knowledge shows in his writing. One key is how the two instruments are treated. Before, there were many piano sonatas with optional violin parts, or solo violin pieces with a keyboard backing. This piece is a collaboration between two equals. Each instrument is as important as the other, and certainly both parts take quite a bit of skill. Beethoven wrote this at a pretty tough time in his life. He was finally coming to grips with his hearing loss, a condition that drove him into a deep depression and even had him contemplating suicide. He had written out, but never sent, a letter to his brothers that was effectively a suicide note, noting his despair at his deteriorating hearing. But it also shows an insight into his view of himself and his music, the force that drove him to continue living and creating. Here's a passage from that letter where he says, quote, "What a humiliation when one stood beside me and heard a flute in the distance and I heard nothing, or someone heard the shepherd singing and again I heard nothing. Such incidents brought me to the verge of despair, but little more and I would have put an end to my life. Only art it was that withheld me. Ah, it seemed impossible to leave the world until I had produced all that I felt called upon me to produce." There's so much about Beethoven that has become archetypical, even cliched for artists and composers, but that's the heart of it right there. A guy who has nothing to live for, the tortured artist, and yet the one thing that pushes him forward is his need to create. And even that is more a duty than a choice. I mean, he says, quote, "until I had produced all that I felt called upon to produce." He was a dramatic man, and there's certainly a lot of hyperbole and exaggeration there. But there's also a real sense of existential pain, which shows up in a lot of his music, including many of his violin sonatas. But it's also a bit too tempting to take an autobiographical view of all of his music, looking at it entirely through the lens of how he was feeling. This piece was a prime example. All that pain and suffering isn't really in here. Instead, it's an upbeat, almost humorous piece in parts. The opening and closing movements are playful and brisk, and even the slower middle movement isn't dripping with pathos or sentiment. It's more an easygoing dance. And maybe that's the compulsion part of his need to create art. It's not just a means of self-expression. It's something that he felt he had to produce. And that wide variety is just him creating an artistic balance. Here's Kari Cherovsek and Pavali Jumpinen with Beethoven's 8th Violin Sonata. Doesn't really sound like the music of a man on the edge, does it? But Beethoven also had a great sense of humor that he apparently kept throughout even the toughest of times, and it certainly comes out in pieces like this one. Thanks to Corey Karavsek and Pavali Jumpinen, along with the Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum in Boston. You can learn a lot more about their concert series and hear some really great recordings up on their website, gardnermuseum.org. And thank you for listening. If you have the chance, please rate and review this podcast wherever it is that you're getting it. I'm Tyler Alderson, and tomorrow for your classical break, we'll be listening to a Handel keyboard suite. I'll see you then.